I do not.
Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 5th. It's 10:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Gary, your chair, would you like to start?
Gary Langston with Third Cadence.
Scott Kaufman, Third Cadence.
Rachel McAleese, Third Cadence.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call.
But
We have Christy Barker. Oh, sorry, Matt.
Matt Itz from Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
I hadn't turned my page to everybody yet. Sorry, Matt.
It's okay.
Now, that's everybody on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. Board first up, board meeting minutes from our May 6th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have, and yes, they do, from my perspective.
Same for me. I
Scott, could I
thought they
get a
were good.
motion then to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thanks, Scott.
Second.
Thanks, Gary. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, second quarter financials. David, take it away.
Thanks, Michael. So starting in the balance sheet, as of June 30th, 2025, we have in the general fund working capital fund $88,000 rounded, with accounts payable of $3,000. We have in the debt service fund, we have a total of 4,647,000 split between the capitalized interest and reserve fund, and $388 in the capital projects fund. Moving on to the general fund, we've had interest income of $2,000, and we've had expenditures of 6,800 of the total 51 we've budgeted for. We have developer advance $7,000, and we have a repayment of developer advance of $25,000. That gives us an ending fund balance of $84,911 rounded. And the debt service fund, we have had interest income so far of $113,000 rounded, and expenditures. We've had the first bond interest payment from June of $693,000. The following interest payment will come on December 1st, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $4,647,000. And in the capital projects fund, we've had $387 of interest income and capital outlay of $46,811, leaving that interest income balance as the fund balance as of the end of the period. With that, let me open it up to any questions you guys might have, or anything you'd like to look at in more in depth.
I don't have any questions.
Can you? I think the second item you mentioned was the capital development account.
The funds available on the
Yeah,
balance sheet.
was it like, did you say $400, $387?
Yeah, $388 rounded. Capital projects. It's in the project fund from interest earned.
Okay.
Yeah,
Is that
we took it down to zero the last quarter, Zach or Zach Scott, and like David said, this is just interest on that fund.
yeah, so there was $46,800 in there, and that's what Gary's mentioning there, that was brought down.
So
And
if it's interest on that prior amount, is that an amount, the 387, that we should sweep just to keep the zero balance in that account if we don't need it?
if you don't need it, we could get it swept over to the debt service fund, or even, I guess, potentially used in administrative costs, but
I would sweep. I just like if an account is not intended to be used or needed, I'd rather have a zero balance or a balance that's accurately reflective of what it's intended for.
Okay. Where would you like that moved to?
Administrative is fine, I think.
Yeah, I'd put it in the admin costs because we'll use that along the way for mostly paying your expenses, David, and then the Utah Trust stuff on the bonds and
Okay.
stuff.
I will reach out to have that moved over then.
Yeah, I would say Gary's been pretty good at keeping that account pretty low.
Yeah.
So he's
I
done a
like to
good
spend
job at
money.
that. Yep, spend it while you can, for sure. All right, if there's no other questions, what I would need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
A motion to accept Q2 financials as presented.
Thanks, Scott.
I
Second.
second the motion.
Ah, Rachel, he just barely beat you.
Oh, man.
We'll give it to Gary. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. So that's everything on the agenda. I had a couple things. So Rachel, I will get over at least my updates to the second quarterly report to you. If you guys can just update it on your side, that way everybody can look at it and sign off. Then on the assessment bonds, have you guys started to get where you're selling them so that we can track making sure the releases are happening on the titles? And then is DTS, who's the contact person over there if I needed to get a hold of them?
I work with Kyle.
Kyle, okay.
Let me see the
Could you just forward me that info? And
Yeah.
then if they have questions on releases or anything, they could get a hold of, us, get a hold of Matt. So,
Okay, yeah. Yep. So
okay.
I just let them know when we're about to close and they send over the payoff statement. And then typically, I think they're handling it at closing through the title company for the
Okay.
builder lien portion.
That's what we thought. Just we wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no,
So,
I want to make sure and have multiple
Rachel,
people tracking it.
has the title company been preparing the lien releases and stuff?
I don't know that.
I assume so, but yeah, we just wanted to make sure that's getting done so that
Yeah.
the lessons aren't hanging around on people's title. But so yeah, if that's not happening, let us know so we can help.
Okay.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be happening, but I think it's worth just a quick verification, right?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree.
We just wanted to make sure. So,
Yeah.
and then last thing from me, Gary, you probably, and Scott, you guys probably got an email yesterday from the state auditor.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So, what that's about is the audit for 24 has not been completed yet. So, they'll send out those notices. So we'll get them filed as soon as that's done. It's in process, so hopefully it'll, get done in the next 60 days, but not sure. The financial cert that goes along with it simply is you two signing, saying that the district's in good financial position, and that's part of the audit. So you guys, see in the audit that everything's good. And then you'll sign that financial cert. So I just wanted you guys to know what was going on with that. So
Okay. Makes
if
sense.
you have questions, get a hold of me. You can always get a hold of David as well. So one of us can give you updates. So hopefully they'll get everything done in the next 60 days. So what would happen if not is the property tax money, but for us, because it's a special assessment, we don't get the property tax coming in, but the state auditor would put any property taxes on hold. But for us, it doesn't matter. So,
Gotcha. Makes sense.
okay, do you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
Okay, last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Gary.
I second the motion.
Rachel, thank you. You get on the record. I love it. All right, all those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys.